songwriting was the thing that threw us into being in rock and roll music anyway. You know, it's funny, that's where it all starts for the Black Crowes. The train doesn't take off from the station until the songs are there.
For 7 years, and possibly longer, obstacles in and around the Black Crowes have made the songwriting groove hard to find. But time seems to have healed a few wounds, and instead of imploding for good, the band has their war paint on, ready for the future. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The Black Crowes spent much of their early career fighting off the Nostalgia label and emerged as a true road-tested rock band. The next challenge was internal, and it's been no secret that the songwriting team of Chris and Rich Robinson comes with a good dose of brotherly tension. So with solo projects, lineup changes, and life moving on outside music, it's been 7 years since we last had a new Crowes record, and critics and fans are in agreement that the album War Paint was worth the wait. It's classic Black Crowes with a weight lifted, leaving their down and dirty rock and roll soul in plain view. And when the brothers Robinson stop by FUV for an interview with Russ Boris, Chris shed some light on how the Black Crowes make it work.
Did you guys think you'd get here? I mean, it's been a good 7 years between albums and, you know, all the things that went on, you know, between you guys doing your own solo records and not touring and then reuniting in 05 for a tour. I mean, did you think you'd actually get this far back to, you know, full-blown record?
Yeah, daydreaming is for things other than career-orientated stuff, you know? I mean, maybe that's part of what makes the first 10 years of your career so strenuous, is because you're wondering, like, when does the rug get taken out from under you? When have you gone too far? Why did you say that? You can't possibly do that, and who do you think you are, you know? You know, the funny thing is even when I left the band a few years ago for a few years, I never left thinking that I wouldn't come back. It's just too important for us, just as people. There's lots of bands, there's lots of stories, there's lots of songs. You know, and for us, this is our trip, man. You know, this is the one, this is our unique take on it.
Diamonds hold the mirror, and the moon, it holds the star. It's been a long time, baby, since I've seen the sun rise like this. Make a wish and call it maybe, and give me one more hit. Oh, I like it like this. Oh, I like it like this. Oh, Josephine, you're dressed in black. Oh, Josephine, your eyes are blue.
How did the songs get there, especially with this record having not recorded for a while?
I personally believe, you know, if you force music or you try too hard, then you're an advertising executive. And that's not
it's
what
not about the, yeah, it's not about the art.
Yeah, you know, and it's about other stuff. That's more pop music. And there are people very talented who do that. When you're collaborating and when you have a dynamic like Rich and myself, it just takes as long as it takes. But what's funny is how, when it does happen, how quickly and how that spark ignites something so fast. I mean, no one heard any of these songs or arrangements. They were all in my head, you know. We don't work on Pro Tools that way. He sends me stuff. If I make my edits and changes in my head, I get the lyric down to a certain level. I feel pretty much done with the song when the verses and choruses are done. But I like to leave the last verse or the middle eights for when we're working. A lot of times, because that's when the nature of what I'm feeling starts to show itself better. But it's still the same, you know, it happens when it happens.
I feel restless, baby. Said I'm feeling wild. Well, caught up in a fever dream. Open your eyes and see your solution. Hallelujah, come join the jubilee. Let's keep on running through the gates of the city. To give up now would be such a pity. said, don't you want to see the ship go down with me?
Goodbye, Daughters of the Revolution, live and acoustic, courtesy of Chris and Rich Robinson of the Black Crowes. Hear the complete studio session and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.